10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Welcome to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. My name's Tim Prudhomme, and here is Steve Shelley.
Hey, Tim Prudhomme.
Hey, Steve. We started the show off just now with That's Entertainment, which the song starts out with a police car and a screaming siren. I suppose that's entertainment for some people. That came out in 1980. Could have been written yesterday. And it was from the Sound Effects album. And the Jams, that was the Jam, and we're celebrating the birthday of the bass player, Bruce Foxton, as well as other birthdays, such as Steve. There's a birthday that you have, which is a song that I was unfamiliar with, but I love.
This guy, this birthday boy, has a song called Lonely Blue Boy. Let's check it out.
My name should be trouble. My name should be woe. For trouble and heartache is all that I know. Yes, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. My life has been empty. My heart has been torn. It must have been raining the night I was born. Yes, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Well, I'm so afraid of tomorrow. So tired of today. They say that love is the answer, but love never came my way. I'm writing this letter to someone unknown. So if you should find it, and if you're alone, is my name. Remember, lonely, lonely blue boy is my
everywhere you go each day, I will be near you always.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. Let's talk about what we just played. That was just played Showdown. That was a demo by Doc Pomus from You Can't Hip a Square, the Doc Pomus demos, which just came out this year. Keep the Ball Rolling, that's Jay and the Techniques. That's a 7-inch that was on Smash, came out in 1967. I'll Be Doggone, that's David Porter from the Stax Review, live in 65. That's recorded at Club Paradise in Memphis. And that also just was released this year. Near You, that's Dwight Yoakam from Gone. Gone was released in 1995. And we started this set off with Birthday Boy Conway Twitty singing Lonely Blue Boy. That was a 7-inch from 1959. Conway was originally a rock and roll singer in the 50s, but later he moved to the country field, and he had 40 number ones in his career. Lonely Blue Boy was written by Benjamin Weissman and Fred Wise. And other than just writing for Conway Twitty, Benjamin Weissman wrote more songs for Elvis Presley than any other songwriter. That would be 57 songs written for Elvis.
And I've never even heard of the guy.
Until today.
Yes. I should pay attention more. We're going to do another birthday. An original drummer and co-founder of Sly and the Family Stone. That would be Greg Errico. This is an outtake from 1968's Dance to the Music, a tune called We Love All.
I am a believer that love is a deceiver. People don't like what they don't understand.
Thank you. nation. We'll see people, brand new people. There's something to see. Night clubbing, we're night clubbing. Oh, isn't it wild?
What shall I say to hide it?
You're listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve, and we just played our dance set. We just heard Blondie doing Atomic from their 1979's Eat to the Beat. Before that, Richards doing Make No Mistake from 1988's Talk is Cheap. That was Sarah Dash featured on the vocals. And Bernie Worrell on clavinet. And you might have thought it had a little Memphis flavor. That's because the Memphis horns were on there, arranged by Willie Mitchell. Before that was Iggy Pop doing Night Clubbing, 1977's The Idiot. Before that, you don't even need me to tell you what that was. Bee Gees, Night Fever, Saturday Night Fever, 77. Happy Birthday, Barry Gibb. One of the most successful, commercially speaking, groups in history, the Bee Gees.
And what heights they have reached.
And what lows as well. We started the set off with Sly and the Family Stone, a tune called We Love All. That was found on the 2013 box set, Higher. Which, great box set. Yes, Steve?
It is.
What we got next?
Let's check out this cut by Floyd Dixon.
Went bowling the other night, started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends, felt so good I had to blow again. I said, hey bartender, hey man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, baby, can't we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer.
We're gonna have a real good time. We're gonna start out on whiskey. We'll end up drinking wine. Let's get real drunk. Let's let it be our ruin.
His old laughing lady. a taste is so sweet. This laughing lady's loving ain't the kind he can be. Just don't feel right. And there's a rumbling in the bedroom and a flashing of light. There's the old laughing lady. Everything is all right.
Listening to WYXR. We're finishing up the new Untitled show. But before we go, let's talk about what we just played. We just heard The Old Laughing Lady by Neil Young. That was from his debut LP, named after himself, Neil Young, 1968 when it came out. It was produced by Jack Nitzsche and Neil. Backing vocals on this track were by Brenda Holloway, Gloria Rashida Jones, Garcia Nitzsche, Mary Clayton, Patrice Holloway, and Shirley Matthews.
That's a lot of backing vocals.
It sure is, and a lot of star power mixed in there. But not only that, Tim, it features Carol Kay on bass, Earl Palmer on drums, and Ry Cooter on guitar. Before that, we played Let's Get High. That was Roscoe Gordon. That's from the legendary Sun Performers, Roscoe Gordon. That's a Charlie release that came out in 77, but we think that was probably recorded at Sun in 56. Hey Bartender, that's Floyd Dixon and his band. That was a 10-inch Shellac 78 RPM that came out on Cat. That was a label that released that 10-inch in 1955. And Tim, another show has come to an end.
It is coming to an end. And Steve, you mentioned that Ry Cooter played on that last Neil Young song. Well, I dug up this song. The title of the song is Ry Cooter. Tortoise, the instrumental band from the 90s, put out this on their self-titled debut album on Thrill Jockey from in 1994. And stay tuned for Shanksy Shuffle. And we will see y'all next week. Will we see you next week, Steve?
Possibly.
Yes, definitely.
But one thing I like about Jesus, when he comes to town, it seems like it make everything all right. When my Jesus come to town, and the woman had one thing that she kept on telling the multitude. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I got a feeling down in my heart that everything will be all right. I can see her moving through the crowd as Jesus walked down the streets of Jerusalem.